This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Undercover infiltrate a leftist troll farm the last week. And what's interesting is this troll farm was getting actual directives on how to sow division and discontent.
And their belief currently is that the United States is going to collapse and that we should do everything possible to make that as quickly as possible.
Prior to anyone reporting it, we obtained documents which have subsequently been leaked on 4chan that connect to the New Zealand shooter's manifesto.
You've got an insider watching in live time them troll you.
Yes.
There was a large effort to do a file dump of the Discord servers that appeared to be where these meetings were being coordinated from.
This New Zealand shooting happened, and we're watching the troll farms come into action.
There was a shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand, being blamed on a self-confessed white supremacist who several hours before the attack submitted a manifesto to 8chan.
Where I discovered a network of text documents and posts that link to each other.
So you're saying you've got the proof of their pulling this crap, and then Oliver Darcy, that snake, says shut down InfoWars, they've got racist commenters.
That's right.
On Friday again, waking up to accelerationists shooting up a mosque that published a manifesto quite like the gang gaming for propaganda on 4chan and other social media sites for the act of accelerationism.
The release of documents several days ago on 4chan and 8chan were basically the game plan to influence the public discourse on the message boards.
Literal psyops going on right now on the American public.
To basically drive the United States into the wall, to put the foot on the accelerator.
Which is to accelerate things to its inevitable point as quickly as possible.
To sow more hatred.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. My name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. I will be hosting this hour. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for staying. This is absolutely crazy what's happening in the world today. Thank you for being here. This is such an honor, such a privilege for me to host the fourth hour of Alex Jones. And I'm trying not to be nervous, but I'm going to work through it. All right, so one of the things I want to talk about is Donna Brazile going to Fox News. This is amazing. I don't know how many people have realized that Donna Brazile, now she was the one, just to do a recap, Donna Brazile was the one who leaked some of the questions to Hillary Clinton during a debate against President Trump, or at the time, candidate Trump. And all of a sudden, now we're supposed to be like, oh, this is great. My question is who made the decision? Who made the decision for Donna Brazile to go to Fox News and be a contributor? I mean, it's almost like inviting the snake into your home. Just come on in. It's okay. Now, could she possibly change? I don't, you know, it is possible. Sure. Sure, it's absolutely possible. Anyone can change. I change. I used to be a Democrat, and I changed from a Democrat to a conservative. So it is possible, but from looking at the article that she wrote on Fox News, I would say that she didn't change. And it's pretty, yeah, even on political, I actually printed out some statements here. The one where she made her statement saying that I'm excited by the opportunity to share my perspective and views with the Fox News audience and to help shape, keyword, help shape the dialogue at this important juncture in our history. So why would Fox News bring her on? I mean, to me, it's really, really like in our face that Fox News is changing their ways. Maybe because they're at the top of the ticket as far as the news media world. So now that they can do this, they're going to bring in someone like Donna Brazile to try to maybe possibly bring in liberals. But see, she's not going to be bringing in people to try to change them to understand that President Trump is the right decision and was the right decision in 2016. She's going to try to get people to believe that progressiveness and being a socialist is the right thing, or you should even consider it or take a look at it. To me, that is the problem. Is literally infiltrating the conservative movement. Not that Fox News is all peachy in conservative movement by any means. I'm not giving Fox News any credit in that department. If you really want to give someone credit in that department, it would be Alex Jones, Infowars.com. That's where it's really at. And that's where people know that we have to get into this fight together. Another thing that she was saying in her article, and I'm just going to really kind of emphasize just a little bit on this here, and if you don't mind, I'm going to show you here on my screen what I have, what she was saying, another thing. It says right here, I fully admit that in my previous lives as a campaign staffer, presidential campaign manager, and Democrat Party official, my own lack of civility in the heat of the battle was on full display. She said it was on full display. And it wasn't pretty. Of course it wasn't pretty. Of course it wasn't pretty. She leaked questions to Hillary Clinton. That's the part that people were like, some people don't even remember that. But yet now we have Fox News straight up having Donna Brazile, the one person that was completely against President Trump 100%. So my question to this, to everyone that's watching, once she's there a while, and now we're getting ready to have the 2020 election, it's like it's all being set up right now in front of our faces. With the 2020 election getting ready to come up, is she going to be privy to some of the questions? That's if Fox News is even able to have a debate, to host a debate. If they can host a debate, is she going to be privy to some of the questions? And is she going to pass it on? I mean, you have to wonder. I mean, at least I do. I mean, who wouldn't? There's so many other people that they could have brought on. Now, speaking of being a contributor, I'm a contributor to InfoWars, and I'm very thankful. And I think it's truly a blessing. God has blessed me to be a contributor with InfoWars.com. And I take that blessing with such great honor. And it's absolutely wonderful to be here. But Donna Brazile, we know that she is completely against the president of the United States. We know this. It's no secret. They're not hiding it. And yet they still bring her on. And people are already questioning Fox News. They're already questioning it. And it's like, is this the nail in the coffin? Does this confirm our suspicion? Does this confirm that Fox News is really trying to go left? It's like they're pulling in all the conservatives, all the Republicans, all the Trump supporters to Fox News. And then now we're going to start pushing you to believe what the left has been saying all along. That the left has the right idea. I mean, don't they already have enough liberal leftist media outlets out there? I mean, you have CNN, ABC, CBS, the entire Alphabet Network soup group with all of these hateful American anti-Trump ideas and stories that they're putting out. And they have to bring on a complete, total socialist, communist, liberal to Fox News. What is the end game in that? Did anyone imagine that? I mean, I didn't see this coming. And like I was saying earlier, whose decision was it? Who thought it was a good idea to bring Donna Brazile? And you know what? Maybe it is. Maybe people that don't see how crazy these leftists are because they don't watch the liberal media. Maybe with her being there, because you already have Ron Williams and he's already a crazy leftist. But maybe it's not enough. Maybe they need to see more of it. You know, there was a post out there with Ilhan Omar, and they were talking about how actually the post was with Breitbart. They went to the Capitol and they had Jewish community there, and they had this Jewish man talking to Nancy Pelosi, you know, trying to get her to denounce Ilhan Omar. And he made a comment in the video saying that, well, maybe possibly we should censor Ilhan Omar. And I'm completely against that. We shouldn't censor these crazy leftists, because if we censor them, we don't know what they're doing. We don't see the craziness that they're doing. I don't want them to censor CNN, because then at that point, I can't watch CNN to see how crazy they are. That's the only reason why I watch them. They day in and day out, they spend their entire time attacking Fox News now, along with President Trump. So maybe they're trying to get the attacks to calm down and bring in a socialist, communist, leftist like Donna Brazile to maybe ease the tension. And do you not find it ironic that all of a sudden she comes on, but look what they did to Judge Jeanine. Judge Jeanine just came out and made her completely freedom of speech comments about Ilhan Omar wearing a hijab. She has every right to say it. Not one time did she call for violence. See, that's the difference. Conservatives never call for violence. But the left see it as violence when we talk about them. Is that not the problem? Think about that. Every time we show support for President Trump, they like to think that we're being anti-American. Or if you're white, you're a white supremacist. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later on. But right now, the whole point with Donna Brazile, really? Really? There's so many other people that would have been better fit than bringing on such a person that we already know that is totally against the president of the United States. What is that? What is the idea behind all of that? Someone should really be asking that question. So we're getting ready to go into break. But before we go into break, I want to read this to you. This is InfoWars. And I personally, I've been watching InfoWars for a long time. And this is absolutely phenomenal. They have like 50% off sale. Look like this was store-wide, if I'm not mistaken. But they have 50% off on all InfoWars life supplements. This is absolutely wonderful. Free shipping store-wide. There's a store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. And double Patriot points on all purchases.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one and delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. I am hosting this hour. Thank you for joining us. So, I just got through talking about Donna Brazile and how she infiltrated Fox News, and someone in Fox News had to give her the pass to bring her on in. But I want to move on. I want to move on to how right now in America, and not just America, but across the world, we have this whole thing about white supremacy. And the reason why I keep talking about it is because I want to drill it in. And I give you an example. When Martin Luther King was here and he was going around trying to get all of the injustices that was taking place against black people by these Democrats, by these white Democrats, he kept speaking. He kept talking about it. He did not let up. And I'm pretty sure there was people out there telling him, maybe you should stop. Maybe you should calm down. They're going to try to harm you. They're going to try to do something to you. But he knew he couldn't stop. Now, by any means, I cannot fill the shoes of Martin Luther King, and I'm not trying to. My point is that if we stop talking about it and if we stop addressing it, it's not going to go away. That's part of the reason why America is in the predicament that it's in right now, because we did not have enough good men and women to stand up and speak about this craziness. We have Alex Jones, and Alex Jones has done a phenomenal job over the years, but we still have our part. We still have to do what we have to do. And Alex Jones has made it clear that we all have to do it. And he's encouraged people. And I'll be honest with you, I got a lot of encouragement from Alex Jones. Listened to him when years ago saying, pick up a camera, record something, do something, try, speak out. And he's absolutely right, because not enough women in the past have done it. So to get to the point what I'm talking about, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's the one, along with a lot of these other socialist Democrats, have been pushing this racist rhetoric throughout the entire country. And the reason why I'm talking about her, because she has millions of followers on Twitter. She has millions of people that listen to what she's saying. No matter how crazy it is, people are following for it. You even have Nancy Pelosi jumping in on the ACO bandwagon, which is completely crazy to me. And they're all talking about, because she's bringing fresh new ideas. They're fresh, crazy ideas, if you want to be honest. That's exactly what we're seeing here. So let me put something that I have. I have a screenshot of her. I have a screenshot of one of her tweets that I want to have here. And you can see my brain force there. I'm sorry, turbo force. It's almost like brain force, but it's better. My opinion. Okay, so we have AOC here. And this is a tweet that I printed out. And she goes on to say, we all can play a role in recognizing plus preventing spread of white supremacy, especially our white friends. There are a lot of community orgs, writers plus groups that help people learn to spot white supremacy. Is that not crazy? I mean, think about it. She's basically saying, telling her white friends not to be white supremacists. And for the life of me, if you're a white and you're a Democrat, why are you still in the Democrat Party when they are calling you white supremacists? Well, see, the whole point in that is that they're basically saying anyone on the right is a white supremacist. That's what it comes down to. I mean, it's quite obvious. It's quite obvious. If you're right, you're a white supremacist, because they don't like anyone that supports the president of the United States. They don't like anyone that supports the First Amendment. They don't like anyone that supports the Second Amendment. And they most importantly don't like anyone who supports President Trump. And that's where we are. This is the country we live in. I mean, you even have people, if you wear a MAGA hat, and I love my MAGA hat, and I wear it every single chance I get when I go out. I love wearing it. me being a black man wearing a mega hat, I think it scares them, you know, more than a white person in a mega hat these days. Look at Jussie Smollett. I mean, just an example. But AOC, she's pushing the whole white supremacy, trying to say that it's on the uprise, that we're all in trouble, that we all have to pay attention, that white people are being indoctrinated on the internet. They're joining these hate groups, and the hate groups that they're talking about are those of us on the right. And I've had people say, because I'm black, that I'm a Nazi sympathizer. I mean, how ignorant is that? There are no Nazi groups. I mean, you may have a few, and when I mean a few, I'm talking less, probably less than 100. If you take my opinion on it, there's probably less than 100. If there were statistics where they were showing there was thousands of Nazis grouping up in America, then they would be able to show it. But they can't. You know, I've been to Portland where they had all the Antifa show up, BLM and BAM, all of these anti-American groups. I've been to the Battle of Berkeley, where, again, you have Antifa, BAM, and all of these anti-American groups show up to try to throw rocks, bombs, explosives at conservatives. But yet they call people on the right white supremacists simply because you're white. And you know what amazes me the most when I go to these rallies and I'm standing there with people that love this country, holding the American flag, and they happen to be white, and I stand in front of them, you get BLM and BAM and Antifa and all these other hateful groups, they'll look around me and they'll say, you're racist, you're a neo-Nazi. They'll look around me to point at the white person behind me. I mean, it's like, hello, I'm right here. I support America. I love this country. But see, they want to demonize white people. And I'm going to continue talking about how they're doing this to white people until they stop doing it. The crazy thing is they're not going to stop doing it. I have a video that I'm going to show you with Cory Booker. I like to call him Cory Booker. His actual name is Cory Booker, but I like to call him Cory Booger because he's a snotty-nosed booger that's trying to bring in more racism in the country. I mean, you've already seen it. Don Lemon, and he's a sour one, extra sour, come out talking about how white people are the problem in America, specifically white males. How sickening is that? How sick are these people? You would think the year 2019, after Martin Luther King came and said that it's our character, not our color, that these people would embrace that. If Martin Luther King was walking around today, they would be attacking him. They would be calling him the Uncle Tom. They would be calling him the coon. They would be calling him the race traitor. Think about that. They would be calling him all of the hateful names that they call me. Martin Luther King was a Republican. He wasn't a Democratic KKK party member. He wasn't. He was not. So people need to understand. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to play the video with Cory Booker talking about white supremacy and how it's supposedly on the uprise. We'll be right back after this message. God bless. See you in a minute.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. Thank you for joining us. Before I get started, and I was saying before the last in the last segment that I'm going to show a video with Cory Booger. Let me talk about the supplements. This is huge. I'm really talking about it because the Turbo Force, I actually have a cup of Turbo Force right now on my desk and I'm drinking it. I like it hot personally. I make it hot and I sip it like tea. But right now with the free shipping store-wide, how could you not take advantage of this? And it's 50% off. I mean, this is no brainer. I mean, I'm putting in the order myself because what you have double points on all purchases. This is amazing. 50% off the Brain Force, the protein bars, Turbo Force. Now the Turbo Force, I've heard Alex Jones said the Turbo Force is about to sell out. I'm glad I got my box now. So I might order another box before it sells out because I can't express how wonderful this Turbo Force is. It really makes me feel like I can take on the world. I have the energy that is unbelievable without the crash. That's amazing to me. So, and also you have all these different ones, the DNA Force Plus. There's so many products on the InfoWarsStore.com that you can get that will, that just take your, your ability to take on the world to the next level. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm not just saying that because I'm hosting a show on the InfoWars. I've been saying it before I got to this point. So please, by all means, check it out. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today. Check it out. Check it out. Okay. So let's get on. Like I said, I had this video with Cory Booger. Okay. Cory Booger, where he also is going talking about how white supremacy is on the rise. And we all should be paying attention exactly how they're spinning this. And even the media is complicit with it. Even the media is going right along with the whole white supremacy, is trying to take over and do all of these things. We cannot stand idly by while they do this. I'm not going to. I don't see white people as a problem. Just to be honest, there's been more white people in America, maybe partly because there's more white people in America, but there's been more white people in America to help me and try to help me to succeed than black people have. You have to think about that. And really, when I think further back, the people that were helping me were Republicans. And I'm like, because I used to live in a state that was predominantly Republican, which was Arkansas. Which is completely red. Well, not for the most part, it's red. I mean, I have family members there that are still, for some reason, Democrats. And for the life of me, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. But I digress. Okay, so let me get to this video with Cory Booger. And with Cory Booger here. And you'd have to just pay attention to what he's saying. This is exactly what I've been talking about. Okay, so check this out. I got it queued here. And we're going to play this for you.
You know, first of all, let's just understand that what happened in New Zealand is horrific. And we should all pause and really express our sorrow and our mourning for the people who are struggling and suffering with that grievous loss. We have now a nation, and we see this around the world, where white supremacy and anti-Islamic vicious hate is manifesting itself in this kind of violence. And that is absolutely unacceptable. We in America know that kind of hate. We've seen how white supremacy, the terrorist attacks being conducted by white supremacist organizations in this country are on a rise, and we're obviously seeing it globally. So I condemn that, and this is why words matter.
Okay. Words do matter. Yeah, they absolutely do matter. What about Rashida Tlaib saying we're going to impeach the MF-er? I mean, do words matter then? What about Ilhan Omar with her whole anti-Semitic comments? Do words matter then? See, he's referring to President Trump coming out saying that there were good people on both sides when it comes to Charlottesville. They keep emphasizing about Charlottesville. I know that's the only thing they have on anything, because they have one idiot decide to go out there and get in a vehicle and kill a person. Look how they're attacking President Trump because of that. He had nothing to do with that. Same thing with New Zealand. President Trump had nothing to do with that. Talking about words matter. Of course they matter. But there were good people on both sides in Charlottesville. And for some reason, they want to acknowledge that. You know why? Because when they said there was good people on both sides, when President Trump said there was good people on both sides, that's a true statement. But the liberals, they have a problem with saying that people on the right are good people. Only people on the left are good. That's what they're saying. Only people on the left are good people. Anyone on the right that love this country, that loves our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, loves God, and respects our president, those people they consider not being good. So, speaking of words, you had AOC, what I was talking about earlier, come out talking about white supremacy on the uprise. You have Cory Booker on the uprise. And then Cory Booker goes on to say that you have all of these white supremacist groups attacking Islamic groups now. How many times in the past have you heard of white supremacist groups going out attacking Muslims at the mosque or Muslims on the street? How many times have you heard that? If it was happening as often as the liberal media is saying, and even Cory Booger, you know good and well that all of these liberal media outlets will be displaying it. They will be showing it day in and day out. That would be nonstop. The reason why they keep going back to Charlottesville, because that's the only thing that they have. Now, when I was in Portland and the police department did an excellent job the second time I was there, they kept Antifa from engaging with us. So because Antifa could not engage with us, they started throwing rocks and bottles at the police department. So rightfully so, the police department started throwing explosives back at them to break them up, to make them leave. And then the local liberal media said it was us that incited the violence that caused Antifa to be violent towards the police department. Do you see that? The brainwashing just right there. Boom. Let's not hide it. Let's just brainwash them in the public. Let's just make it all happen right here. We don't need to hide it anymore because people are so dumbed down, they're going to believe anything that the liberal media says. But that's not the case. That's the reason why CNN and the rest of them, their ratings are in the tank. I mean, I do videos myself and I get better ratings than CNN, which is crazy. That's probably one of the reasons why Facebook is putting CNN on its pedestal and helping them push their message out. And they're banning conservatives. They're blocking conservatives. This is the problem in America. We're in Nazi Germany all over again. And guess who is the Gestapo? It is these tech companies. They're the ones who's trying to take us down. But I digress. I'm getting into tech companies. It's a whole different subject. I'm talking about the white supremacy that's supposedly taking over the planet. See, they don't want to talk about how ISIS is killing people. ISIS put people in cages over water and submerge the cage in the water and they watch it. How horrible is that? Where's the liberal media talking about that? Where's the liberal? Just a week or so ago, there's a report where they killed 60 Christians overseas. And I think another report showed it was more than 60. It was 100 plus Christians that were killed because they were Christians by these Muslim groups. And where is the liberal media at on that? Where's the outcry on that? And the only reason why they're talking about anything being anti-Semitic in the Democrat Party trying to bring up a whole resolution about it is because they don't want people to realize that Jewish people, they bring a lot of money. The Jewish community brings a lot of money to the Democrat Party. And they want to squash that really quick because they want that money. And Nancy Pelosi knows it. But people in the Jewish community are leaving. My name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be right back after this brief message. See you in a minute. God bless.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. Thank you for joining us. In the last segment, I was talking about how Cory Booker and the rest of these Democrats are attacking white people, and they're not hiding any longer. I mean, it's like the playbook. The CNN is using the same playbook. All the liberal media is using the same playbook. And you have to wonder, why are they attacking white people like this? And since I really started recognizing how they're attacking white people like this, I come to realize that the Democrats are the common denominator. How back in the day, when you have black people out protesting against white Democrats, trying to keep them from having civil rights, et cetera, et cetera, it was Democrats that hosed down black people in the street. 2019, the Democrats again are doing the same thing, but yet they want to do it to white people. I mean, it's like this never ending vicious cycle with the Democrats. And they want black people to be under their thumb. And when black people decide to start leaving the Democrat Party, I've had conversations with people on social media, white liberals, black liberals, and for some reason, especially white liberals, they act like they have lost some property. And these black people starting attacking me because I'm leaving. I've left the Democrat Party. I mean, isn't that the point? You're supposed to be a free thinker. But see, according to them, that is the problem. You can't think for yourself, not in this country. If you're black, you have to think the way the Democrats want you to think. And how despicable is that? And they know it. And they, you know what? Don't even say anything. They don't say, no, it's not. That's not the case. We want you to think for yourself. I've yet to hear them say, we want you to think for yourself. I've yet to hear them say that. Now, they might come out and start saying it now, but do they mean it? I really don't believe them. I really don't. I don't believe anything Democrats say. And never in my life again will I ever, ever vote for a Democrat. I will vote for a crooked Republican over a good Democrat any day now. And it's just the way it is. Because the Democrats, their policies and their beliefs, they don't have any morals. That's why they attack President Trump. You remember the whole sex tape? Grab them. You know, they only released that because they were like, oh, are you going to still support President Trump because he said that? See, you're conservative Christians. You're supposed to have morals. You're supposed to condemn it now. See, they forget that we understand Christ died for all of us. See, that's the part they don't realize. Democrats can't wrap their mind around that. So we know that President Trump is not a perfect man. We know that. Okay, but I digress. Let's get talking about how New Zealand and how the Democrats are pushing this whole thing about white supremacists and the racists are trying to take over America. They're trying to take over the world. White supremacists now, they're attacking black people. They're attacking Asian people. They're attacking Hispanic people. Build the wall. They're attacking Muslims now, which is not true. None of it's true. But for some reason, they are happy to promote it that way. And for some reason, people are still naive to believe every word that they're saying. And I don't understand it. I really don't. I mean, even when I considered myself a dummy-crat, I didn't have all this hatred for white people. Because, see, the Democrats, they have us to believe that white people in the Democrat Party are for us. But it's not, this can't be further from the truth. And I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it. I guess because when I woke up to it, then I started going like, man, I can't even understand how I used to support the Democrat Party, knowing how they were doing us, seeing how they've done black people. And now I see they're doing it to Hispanics. And now the Jewish community, they see them doing it to the Jewish community. And they see it and it's happening. So the whole thing with them coming out talking about white supremacists, AOC doing it, where are all the politicians denouncing this? Where are the politicians coming out saying, no, we really know that's not the case? Where are they saying it? Here's a screenshot that I took of Dan Crenshaw. And I really have mad respect for this gentleman. Here's a screenshot from his tweet. And he goes on to say, if you find yourself using the tragedy in New Zealand to take a backhanded swipe at conservatives in America, many of my colleagues already have, then you have no shame and you are part of the problem. It should be easy for us to stand united and condemn terrorism. Right? Right? We all should stand united and condemn terrorism. No one is condoning the killing of innocent people, even if you disagree in their beliefs. No one's condoning that. To go back to Charlottesville, President Trump did not condone the killing of that young lady that took place there. Not at all. But see, the left, they can't wrap their mind around it that he said something positive about the people on the right. They can't wrap their mind around it. They can't understand it. I don't understand it. How they can't understand logic. How is it they don't understand reality any longer? The left, they hate reality. And without going into great detail, they are trying to change the mind of children. And all this relates back to whole, my opinion, to white supremacy. See, they want to get rid of white people because majority of the white people in this country happen to be Christians. That's what it ultimately comes down to. And Christian, the number one reason why they're attacking white people, that's my opinion, because other than white people being soft targets, because not enough white people don't say anything. And that runs all through me. Because white people, they're called racism and everything else. They're calling it racist and they don't say anything. That runs off through me. I take it personal because white people don't say enough to say, stop. You're the one that's racist because you're saying that about me. I've never done anything to give you any kind of notion or idea that I'm racist simply because I'm white and you're calling me that. or because I support President Trump, you're the one that's racist. White people need to say that. It's a pet peeve of mine because I'm a black male. I don't want it happening. Martin Luther King didn't want it happening, and I don't want it happening. As an American citizen, we all shouldn't want it to happen. But they're doing it. They're absolutely doing it. Okay. We're almost at the end here, and I want to say this. It's been an extreme honor to come on here and talk about the different things that's taking place in this country, the different events that's taking place. And it's true. InfoWars is at the tip of the spear. And it's so important to fund InfoWars.com. I mean, we've got to. This is how we fight the enemy. By you going to InfoWarsStore.com, you contribute to the fight. You don't have, a lot of people are scared to use their voice. A lot of people are scared to go out and do videos because they're afraid of their friends and family attacking them. I've lost family. I've lost friends of 20 plus years because I show my support for President Trump. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop because it's the right thing to do. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. When you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you help people like me. I'm a black male with dreadlocks. Can you imagine how the left feels about me being on InfoWars.com? Think about that. They've already tried to say InfoWars is racist. Really? Really? All the people that I've come in contact with at InfoWars have been one of the best group of people that I've ever come across. And it's not that they need me. They don't. See, that's the point. They're doing this because they love this country. I'm here because they know I love this country, and they know that I'm going to fight for this country, and I'm going to fight for the people in this country. And one of the things that you can do is go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Turbo Force. I have my box. I keep it right here because I talk about it all the time. Turbo Force. It's great. You know what? The next time I go out, when I go to these rallies and stuff, I'm going to take my Turbo Force with me. And I have a whole box, and I may share a couple with some people just so they'll know, so they'll understand. If you come to a rally that I'm at, I may have a packet for you. But anyways, the year 2020 is coming. They're demonizing white people because of President Trump. They're demonizing all of us that support the president. And it's becoming to a point to where we have to realize that we're in this battle together. We're in this spiritual war together. We have to stand up and unite together. I want to thank everybody for watching. My name is Will Johnson, UnitesAmericaFirst.com. This is InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show. Get in the fight. Get in the fight. Don't let them tell you any otherwise. I can't even get it. Get in the fight. Just get in the fight.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own